So my wife got this great job out here with Waterman International. She must make more than you.
Mm-hmm. That's what we've been fighting on account of.
Have mercy.
Although I do take some comfort in knowing she still makes less than a man would for doing the same job. I think tonight's Christmas party might be my chance to make it up to her.
Lord, gonna set it straight.
Are you even listening to anything I'm saying?
Have mercy.
Get your damn hands off that iPhone.
Is this actually recording us?
This is recording now. No. Those are the first words they're going to hear at home.
That's a shame.
Get your fucking hands off that fucking iPhone. And on that note, Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Will Papa Giorgio.
Yo.
Thank you for joining, sir.
I'm still not used to the fucking audio in here.
Maybe what do you mean?
Because I only hear shit out of my left ear, but...
It's not good. I don't like using the production studio, but if you gotta, you gotta.
Yeah, but the freedom to curse,
it's worth
it. You can't put a price on it.
Yeah, I mean, you can actually just talk conversationally, like the way we would.
Yeah, that's more
day to day, because we are filthy and we were raised as trash. And that's just what comes out of our mouth. Will, anything you wanted to plug? I know you you do a lot of stuff. You got your rock band.
Does anyone actually, like, do what you tell them?
I think. I mean, we get a lot of downloads. It's up to, like, 1,000-something per each episode.
I've never had anyone tweet me, I don't think, because of...
Yeah, I don't get much tweet action either, I'm not gonna lie. But just put it out there. I mean, fuck, for the sake of appearances, man.
I mean, look up Gray Sky Eternal.
That's his band.
EY on Facebook and Twitter.
Fancy British.
If you want to look up Billy Basil on Twitter, I check that occasionally on the computer because it doesn't work on my fucking phone.
I'll fix that. I'll fix that as we head out of here.
You can.
I can fix anything.
What is it? Like, the fact that it's not updated or... What the hell?
Well, let me kill the Lemmy. I want to have an actual conversation with you. Wow, that was not gradual in the least.
Goddamn mole face.
Cocoa Puff moles. Fucking love that, man. I don't know what's wrong. I'll take a look, like I said, in the damn parking lot. When we're heading out of here, just give me your phone, make sure there's no cockpits popping up, and we'll be all good. Yours, not a man. I'm not insulting
your sexuality.
That implies
that someone's texting cockpits.
No one's texting you cockpits. You are texting your cock out. Just make sure you've double-clicked on photos a couple times. But, yeah, you're at Billy Basil on Twitter, which we will get working on your phone so you can... use that to kill time wherever. You're at Gray Sky Eternal on Twitter.
Yeah, which actually...
Is there a Gray Sky Eternal website yet?
The .com redirects to Facebook, which is good enough.
Classy. Classy.
Fuck you.
that sounds
Who
like...
Who the fuck goes to a .com anymore?
I don't know, man. Tell that to Google.
The world is becoming homogenized. Everyone wants the same layout. So if they go to a band's Facebook page, they know what to do.
I guess.
If you go to a bands.com, you're like, where's everything?
It's like they're professional or something. It's like they care.
All right, when's the last time you went to any musicalartist.com page?
I don't fucking listen to music anymore. I'm a grown man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that about your career path. I don't listen to podcasts either. How's that? I don't fucking read my own website. I don't download shit.
I've never listened to the show once.
I got the Big Brown and Bernsey show. That's the one podcast I'll dabble in. They're good guys.
The fuck is that?
How do they do a podcast?
Who's Big Brown?
He's big and he's brown.
But then why isn't he Big Nick?
He's not.
But that rhymes.
He's Indian.
Oh.
Like Big Tigger. Big, yeah. No. Big Brown and Bernsey. Yeah, check them out. There you go. That's a shout out.
Why is he Bernsey?
That's his last name, Burns.
Then why isn't it Big Indian and Burns?
I don't know, man.
The Big literal Indian and Burns.
The literal is not as amusing. I'm sorry. And they're not going to experience any click-throughs on the strength of that either. Just like you're not getting anything, they're not going to get anything. But I wanted to put it out there because what the fuck? I actually listened to them. The
fucking internet, man. 6 billion people all trying to promote themselves.
Yeah. Just a bunch of
all Chiefs and no Indians.
Well, I got a .com. It's inpapasbasement.com. And you can go there. And it's got my writing. It's got every episode of this illustrious show. And that's about it. Can't say there's anything else there, just the writing and the podcast. But if you're bored at work, it's a nice way to kill some time.
I like the Redskins shit.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's got some articles summarizing every Redskins game this season for the
cuckold football team.
Yeah. Oh, don't
being shamed by a 2-12 team.
Fucking awful. Well, yes, it was horribly shameful that they lost to the Vikings.
But that shit goes both ways. I mean, like I said, you know, they beat the Packers last year.
They beat Super the Packers and the Saints last year. Was it Packers and Saints?
I don't know.
When the fuck was that?
I know they beat the Chiefs.
Good. What an accomplishment there.
Exactly. It's like, oh, so that proves we're better than them.
No, I mean, what do you want? I think they did have some decent victories last year. This year, they've just got jack shit. But they're rebuilding, man. What we're, you know, if you're not one of the 10 idiots who bought into John Beck or nice stutter there, John Beck or Rex Grossman's actually going to be the quarterback this year, then you knew they're fucked. I mean, and if they wanted to draft a good quarterback, they tend to go highly in the draft. So you got to kind of suck.
A 20-year rebuild plan.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt just because
they better have fucking players raised in incubators over at Redskins Park.
Just like the fucking T-800 vats?
Yeah, it's just like Mark Rippon's seed or whoever won.
Speaking of, have you seen that?
No, I heard about, like, what, his daughter's cunt?
Well, not her actual physical fucking cunt being on display. No, Will, I'm sorry.
But outfit's so tight, you can see her pussy from the back.
Yes, exactly. No, Google Mark Rippon daughter. I'm trying to remember what her name is. But she plays in, like, a lingerie football league, and she's totally, well, I mean, she's any guy's style. She's scrawny, but, like, especially for you, she got the big fucking implants and shit.
Bring that hoe up.
Okay, I'll Google it. Pad for 10 seconds.
Yeah, the funniest thing about that story to me was I was listening to LeVar.
How much you want
to
drive home and beat off now?
Oh,
nothing
no.
Funny there.
LeVar talking about it.
Yeah, LeVar.
And I don't know, I mean, what can I badmouth them or do people who work at that station listen to this?
I think a couple, but hell, you're not me. You can do whatever.
All right, so anyway, this ignorant Negro.
Why did I give you any permission?
Fucking pronounces lingerie lingerie.
What?
Over and over. Like, I guess he was just reading it off a fucking card. Like, at first I thought he did on purpose. I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. But
please tell me Chad didn't correct him and just let it fly.
He did. And then finally LeVar's like, he said it. Because then Chad, you know, when he's talking about it, said lingerie. Uh-huh. And then LeVar said it again. And then finally he caught on that that word is supposed to be lingerie. And then just
meat
changed.
Drapes. It's midropity, sir. Well, why doesn't it sound like that when I say it? All right, here is Jessica Rippon.
Can you fold your shit down?
Oh, is it too glossy? I am pulling the laptop over to show Will. I think her name's Jessica. Dude, I'm just happy she don't have the Mark face with, like, the big fake tits.
I don't even remember what Mark Rippon looks like.
He's an ogre.
I remember a guy in a football helmet and a uniform. He's too small. His stomach's a little soft. Face is a little rough.
Okay, okay. You know what?
That's the most flattering picture you could find.
I like that one a lot. I'm sorry. She looks like a tan. She looks like an Italian whore.
This is going to sound
my cup of tea.
Bad on my part, but I hate women who look like models.
She,
like, who was that chick you were talking about yesterday? She was on the Ellen show. Was anyone famous or just some bitch from the audience?
Oh, no. There was, like, a really cute brunette who looked tastefully hot.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, she had a decent figure with a trim body and a pretty face. Looked like she respected herself, William.
Yeah, that makes my penis soft.
I know you find that disgusting.
No bueno. But do you really think, like, that? I mean, when I say that shit, like, Victoria's Secret models, would you think, like, I don't even know who the fuck they are. Like, Adriana Lima? Is that one of them?
Yeah, and that one's, like, 5 years old in the rotation
at
this point.
Yeah, do you see bitches like that, and you're just like, splooge. Like, I must beat it immediately.
I mean, short answer, no.
Yeah.
If we're really getting into it, they are very fucking, like, I'd say, beautiful,
pretty.
I guess.
That's not sexy.
They ain't sexy per se. I mean, like, would you see one in real life and be bowled the fuck over?
Yeah, then you would.
You would. And I think, like, it's important to put that out there. But on paper, like, when you actually stare at one, and don't get me wrong, I mean, again, it's just, I'm not going to look at those pictures to get off in the least. I'm not going to mentally go there when I'm banging another chick so I can get it up. No. It's,
Yeah, but see, it's still better to, like, see a cum cave in person, too. It's just like, wow.
I'd rather see, like, a fucking, like, modely slash actress type. Like, you see those in real life the couple times I have. It's just like, holy shit, man. Yeah. I mean, some are trash heaps, don't get me wrong, but some of these model chicks are there because they look so good in person.
Yeah.
It's not because they doctor up well. They're just very fucking hot in person.
There's still a big difference between, like, pretty and sexy.
Again, they're probably not that sexy, but I guess in person, I'm very cool with, like, pretty slash, you know.
Yeah, but if you had to pick.
Like, if I had to
porn
pick.
Porn star or model.
One night or long term?
Let's talk about long term.
Okay, one night. One night I'd plow.
Long term shouldn't even be an option.
I'd
well,
fuck
no, long term slam piece.
Oh, if you're just talking a fucking hole, then I guess the porn star.
Yeah, woman. Tomato, tomato.
Yeah, I mean, some of them you engineer to keep around for a while. If you're looking for, like, long term, I actually want to trot her home to the Smallwood Court, to the place where we live, then I would go for the classy one, the one who hasn't had, like, three BBCs inside her at once.
I don't know. They're all the same. Let's not distinguish.
I mean, I'm going to have to say no, man.
They all serve the same purpose of you pumping a load inside of them. And then punching in their face.
That's not how you stop pregnancy, first of all. Second of all, it's not really. I mean, it's how you feel to some extent. But, no, I mean, there are a lot out there that, yeah, you'll slam and that's that. You know, you have a pop or two. And then there are the chicks you actually, what is it for you that actually makes you want to keep a broad around? Like, the chicks that stay in your life, what is it for you? Because you do have broads that stick around. Is it like they put up with your bullshit? You
yeah,
like
that's
talking to
their choice.
Okay, so pretty much for you, it's like as long as you're gonna stick around, I'm gonna dish it out.
Yeah, pretty much. If you can put up with my abuse, you're all right in my book.
But do you continue to test their abuse limits?
I don't consider it abuse.
It's just how you live your life.
How I behave. Completely and totally selfish.
And do they all eventually burn out or what?
Well, I don't have a ring on this finger, do I?
That's true. That's true. Because for me, the chicks that I actually would keep around, this is very queer of me, for lack of a better word. The chicks that I'd actually like to keep around, I can talk to very well. Like, I actually enjoy them conversationally, and they're like, at the very least, they're like a 7 or something. You know what I mean? Like, they're pretty fucking decent looking at the least.
All
and
women
I enjoy
can fucking
talking.
Talk, though.
No, they really can't. Like, they can talk to you for a bit, maybe. I have to explain to you the basics of conversation, how some people you enjoy intrinsically talking to and others you don't?
I mean,
a lot of women out there are just fucking dumb, and, like, you go through the motions because you want to fuck them,
yeah,
and you're like,
them.
God, I hope I can get, like, a shred of, like, something we can connect on here so that, like, mentally, like, I don't feel like I'm raping a brainstem here.
No, all of them. It's, you gotta hear about their stupid fucking shitty day at their stupid fucking job.
Everyone bitches about their day, man.
I don't.
You bitch all the time about your day.
No, I don't. When?
You bitch about having to drive. You bitch about shitty customers.
No,
you bitch
I get
about working
pissing
all the time.
Contests with mom because, like, I can't stand for her to say, like, oh, she has it so bad. I know she's old and shit, but, like,
she's as old as a mother.
Well, it's your fault you didn't save for retirement.
I feel bad that we can't, like, help her out.
I mean, I could. What the hell does she need?
I don't know.
She's still rather spry. She's like fucking Strom Thurmond going to work. Then I'd feel kind of bad.
She is, you know what, our mom for 68 years is amazingly well preserved.
Smucker's, like, 100-year birthday celebration on the Today Show, where it's just living mummies, and she's still clocking in 9 to 5 every day. Then I would feel bad.
I don't know, man. I'm not going to lie. I feel shitty that I don't have the level of income that would just be like, hey, fuck it, I'll pay your shitty $900 a month mortgage or whatever the fuck it is, and it ain't no thing.
How much does she even have left on the house?
Dude, they borrowed again. They lived like nuz. They have borrowed against that house a million times. I am sure they have, and by they, I mean our dead dad and mom. I'm sure mom has easily 80, 90 left on it.
On a house that costs $64,000.
Yeah, they're pretty good like that.
Fuck, this is why I will never buy a house unless it's just out and out, like, here.
Oh, I got nothing against buying a house. Just do it smart. I mean,
no, paying a fucking mortgage, though.
Well, how else are you going to do it?
By buying it outright?
Oh, just buy it outright. Like, yeah. Move to the fucking Ozarks or something, or...
Dude, you can get, like, a fucking 3-bedroom house in Vegas for 50 grand.
Okay, there are very depreciated places where, yeah. I guess you can...
Florida? Detroit? You could get a house in Detroit for, like, a grand.
I could live on Mars for free. What the fuck's your point? Detroit. That's not even hospitable at this point.
Yeah, but then we could go to that pawn shop and get on TV. $7? The fuck you mean $7? That's my goddamn wedding ring.
Which one is that? Hardcore?
Yeah, the only good one.
Well, there's what? American Pawns? There's American Pawn.
Oh, God. I didn't know about that one. No, I think the original...
Did I make that up? I mean, that...
Maybe.
Sounds like it works in my head.
Like, every single one of those fucking shitty cable networks has, like, the same... Their version of the same concept.
What's the same fucking pun?
Oh, no. Yeah, there's the two porn ones. I think the original was Pawn Stars. And that's, like, the old guy and the fat son or whatever.
I mean, they need to just make, like, gay pawn and then...
I tweeted about that, and I was like, all right, so you have... What the fuck is it? Pawn Stars?
Hardcore Pawn.
What's the next? Like, ass-jamming gay pawn?
Gaping pawn.
But, so that one, I think, like you said...
Kid pawn.
Kitty pawn? Kitty pawn.
That's the most you've ever laughed at anything I've said.
Laughed at some shit you said. Usually you have to be the straight man. Because we need a fucking, like, Robin Quivers or something.
Well, that's fucking Veronica, but she's never here.
No, that goddamn worthless hole just going, oh, my God. You need to create a montage of her saying, like, oh, my God. Like, just back to back.
Like a fucking different DJ bot from The Simpsons. Oh, I thought you might just program her 3 replies.
No, it's like, you know when they do that American Idol, like, end of the year thing where it's like, Randy Jackson saying, like, dog, yeah. Like, just do that with Veronica. But, goddamn, what was this? Oh, the
just be like, oh my god, I do not like black guys. Oh my god, oh my god.
Is Ronnie J racist?
Well, I wouldn't say racist if you don't want to go there. I mean, it's not like she's fucking shredding resumes based on someone's ethnicity. Short of that, I don't really call it racism.
No, me neither.
Sexual preference. You want a kid whose hair you can comb? I don't hold that against you.
I saw some fucking Negress I went to high school with on Facebook recently.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, yes. There are plenty of black chicks you should have sex with. They're fine.
I wouldn't say plenty.
They're enough.
They're few and far
between. I saw one in D.C. Where the fuck was I yesterday? Who looked exactly like that really smoking black chick on the streets of Richmond. It was D.C. yesterday. It was right next to the new... oh, God. What the fuck are they called? Where everyone gets together and they have events there. This is really pathetic. Convention center.
Oh.
So I'm guessing she was a hooker now that I put that...
Wait, new
together.
Convention center?
Yeah, the new convention center.
That's 10 years old.
Yeah, it's the new convention center. What do you want? We don't have much going on in this city. Just like legs up to her fucking neck, man. And like this
legs
dress.
Up to her waist.
Yeah. Skirt that barely covered it. It was quite nice, man.
Needed 2 hairdos to wear it.
Yeah, she did.
Fuck, man. Pull over. Hey, baby girl, how much? You working today? You want them good-looking hoes? That's one of my fondest childhood memories, like just working in D.C. with Dad.
What, would he actually scream at whores?
No, not him. Like, but just these two fucking coolies, just like pull it. Like the way black people yell from their cars. Like people.
Oh, I told you, my most haunting memory is two old, like 40-year-old black chicks barreling down Georgia Avenue lunchtime with pedestrians left and right, literally screaming. They knew each other, and they were screaming from car to car, just having a conversation.
Like, angrily, or?
No, like, fucking the way you and I are talking right now, driving 45 miles an hour down a packed street at lunchtime, like, right next to the Howard campus. Like, they could have crushed someone, no problem. No fucking problem.
Because, again, like, D.C. police, or, like, police in any real city,
they could fucking care less about traffic shit.
They have shit to do on, like, fucking Fairfax County PD, where all they are is
who want to finger
cops.
Your asshole if you go over a yellow line.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, like, D.C., Maryland, I'm trying to think. But, yeah, like,
Compton.
No, D.C., or, yeah, L.A., too. Fuck, we used to smoke weed on the streets. Like, they didn't give a shit. Like, we have bigger fish to fry.
That's how you know you're in a real city.
You stupid fucking college ass.
If you're in Manassas and your broken headlight is the talk of the CB that evening, that's what you get for living in Manassas.
Or, like, you get a DUI and there's fucking, like, three cops there.
I hate that. Now, I know legally they have to have a second one there, but I don't know if they do this everywhere. In Fairfax County, you can testify to this. If one guy's pulled over, sometimes just for the fuck of it,
they'll just stop.
They'll just pull over, too, and join in, have a talk. I have no bullshit. If you see a pool near the cop station, I've seen it seven cars deep, like for a speeding ticket.
That's fucking. That should be. You should be able to sue them for that shit.
It's a little publicly degrading at that point.
Like, I think I got the two cars once just because I look sketchy.
And you don't even look that sketchy. I mean, you look vaguely white power, but you don't dress the part. You just have a shaven head.
What do I need to do to dress the part?
Oh, God.
Wife beater with the red suspenders.
Wife beater with red suspenders and boots with red laces. And I believe you're pretty much, I believe you're pretty close once you get there.
I usually wear the fucking, like, white t-shirts.
Get the fucking 88 tattooed somewhere.
Oh, man. Anyway, so back to the pawn shows.
Yes.
All right, so, yeah, there's Pawn Stars, which is, like, the classy one. I think you said it's on the History Channel.
Well, the one on the History Channel, it's like, oh, he brought in a Spanish musket.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they try to justify
it. Has it. Historical value.
Yeah, they're going to pretend.
And then, like, the way we spent our Christmas watching a marathon of hardcore porn.
Yeah, my mom and I, we thought we were better than this show, but we ended up watching. It was the only thing we could get consensus on, because I wanted to watch football or play Wii like a kid.
Football fucking
God, why stinks. Why did I catch myself on saying queer? Just because it was a safe go-to word. I wanted to say play Wii like a queer, but the gays don't really play the Wii. Should have gone with, like, Korean child or something.
I'm sure they use those controls for else.
Oh, God. Look what I drew.
The fucking, like, nice rubber cushion, too.
Oh,
make sure there's no laceration.
Oh, God. I don't know. That would actually create more friction on the rectum.
Do you want
mashed
it,
together? Like, that was friction. There's someone right outside the door. I don't want him, like, looking in and just hearing me talking about mashing Wii controls up my asshole.
Fuck him.
Whatever. I said those words. Put them together. You heard it.
I'm glad I never have to face the door.
I have to face so much.
The other people looking and judging.
Yeah.
Because God knows this fucking room ain't soundproof.
Jesus. Oh, my. Are you kidding? You can hear us fucking, like, drumming our fingers on the table.
But, yeah, so Hardcore Pawn is set in Detroit, and, yeah. It's just
That's the one we watched, right, with the Jewish guy with his hair slicked back
and
his ugly daughter.
Better, just, yeah, a family of Jews, like, obviously.
Taking money out of the black community.
Like, motherfuckers in a downtown black Detroit. Like, I don't. Yeah, I guess there's some white customers, but it's got to be like 90%+ black.
I think they work in any white customer they possibly can, footage-wise.
And just, yeah, like the gay guy flipping out, like the one guy calling
the white people snowflake on his way out.
Yeah.
The other black guy saying, you can come to the titty bar with me anytime.
Well, it was the black gay guy claimed he had taken a hit from his boyfriend and was like pointing to an imaginary bruise. And what's the Jewish guy's name? Gold, right? I mean, I wasn't saying that as a joke. His fucking last name is Gold. What's the first name?
Les
Gold. Just calmly looks at his face and goes, I think you have beautiful skin. I mean, it's just perfect delivery. Fucking brilliant. And then, yeah, this little fruit flips the fuck out.
Is y'all about to make me lose my motherfucking temper?
I'm going to act the fool in here.
See, like, and then mom keeps questioning me. He's like, what do you find entertaining about this? Like,
well, it's entertaining.
What the fuck don't you find
but
entertaining?
It's trashy as shit, too. I guess that's...
Oh, I'm sorry. And what do you watch that's so goddamn enlightening?
Edifying.
With her fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
She has no excuse. She does TiVo the Kardashians. She used to TiVo Kendra.
That, to me, that's the shit, like, I would rather have my head go through a windshield.
I try to at least keep it to all scripted shows. That's scripted shows and football.
Scripted shows include that horseshit. At least Kendra's like, all right, maybe you'll see your fucking big fake tits here and there. Like, being
paraded around. Shit. Just look at her in Playboy and run off a bitch.
Yeah, but...
She needs to do Penthouse, by the way. Her fucking Playboy picture's, like, way too tasteful.
I never could find any.
I've literally found two. I'm with you on this.
No,
like,
I think he tried to protect those three. Like, maybe they were in it, and, like, they're never available online. The Mark Quant or whatever the fuck, and Holly.
I never know who the third one is, although I saw some pictures recently. I mean, obviously, she's decent looking. Holly, for whatever reason, even though she's, like, really fake as shit, I actually find very fuckable.
Why would you not?
She's got a weird dome, man, but
I... No, she looks fake as shit. You hit on the head. She's got big fake tits, nice fake face. That's what a woman should be.
Yeah, it's like blood doesn't look like it circulates to half of her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. As long as it circulates to me.
Like if Predator was looking at her, it would just be a pair of walking legs. Maybe not even the ass. Just shins.
No, I think she's hot as shit. Like, nice face.
Well, I definitely wanted to do her thing at Vegas, where you're like, oh, actually, she has, like, one of her cabarets, and you get to see her naked in person and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
Probably topless with pasties on.
No, I heard she actually pulls out the areolas.
That ain't bad. I mean, should you show her fucking meat curtains?
No, I mean, it's not a fucking Bangkok ping pong show.
Donkey show.
But, yeah, I heard that they actually come out to play, man.
Yeah. Is it still going?
I believe, dude, realistically, what career options does this chick have?
Well, no, I mean, maybe they just had enough of her. Like, how long do shows usually stay around?
They can for a couple years.
Fuck, I mean, Siegfried and Roy were there for decades, right?
Yeah.
But they're kind of like part of it as it got built.
Well, they're dudes, too. They transcend, like, when they were, I guess, there was a time.
When they were good looking?
They were, like, the attractive hot shit of that city.
There's nothing sadder because they're both, like, old queens. And, like, you know, they look like the members of Duran Duran with their fucking, like, fake hair and frosted tips and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then just the one who got attacked by the tiger, was it Roy?
I don't know.
I think it's Roy. And he has the fucking stroke face that, like, you know, half of it can't move. But he still obviously, like, applies makeup and all this shit.
Yeah, even with his good hand.
You know, it looks like Peter when he had the stroke.
Just a melted face.
A hanging fucking droopy dog, like, left side of the face. Just the saddest shit you've ever seen. And I think he's in a wheelchair, too, which means he can't...
Oh, I mean, he's
fucked
up. Fucking
shit pipe.
Shit pipe. Jesus Christ.
When old Siegfried's giving him the babu.
Yeah. Fuck, an old Italian? Babu. God damn.
Oh, my. Old fucking patchouli stick.
God, I can't even imagine
being
a gay cripple.
Imagine if you're Siegfried, like, either you're fucking a dude in the ass who has no feelings, just like.
Well,
oh,
were
yeah.
they a couple? Like, I mean, just because they're a couple old gays that work together,
I can
doesn't mean they're fucking. I'm sure they like Can you? Maybe they went there once, you know, out of curiosity after too much champagne on a New Year's.
Siegfried seems to push his wheelchair around with a lot of care.
Okay.
And, like, even when that shit went down, they always refer to him as his partner. And I don't know if that was, like, one of those, like, media things where they try to, like...
innuendo?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, there. Dr. Words. Mr. I read the dictionary. Yeah, you know, like, sometimes they'll do that shit, but... yeah, I don't know. Or just...
I honestly don't know that. Like, I'm not saying that to be funny. Like, I'm not sure that they were some kind of sexually exclusive couple. I think there are a couple old fruits that work together.
I mean, if they're gay, I can only imagine they're doing nothing but snorting poppers and having unprotected sex with multiple anonymous partners. That's how they get the AIDS.
Just rampant gaping.
But, yeah, no, I thought that was kind of, like, understood. Sort of like Anderson Cooper.
Well, I know, it's like, yeah, he's gay, but I never really assumed that they were, like, a couple. I just thought they were, like, old gays that work together, and maybe they used to pound each other, but the fucking passion's gone.
How do you think they breed them tigers? Put them in, like, the same cage.
Like, just fuck in front of the tigers, and, like, now your turn.
No, just... Okay, you're both gay. You've worked with each other, what, 30 years?
Yeah. I'm tracking so far.
Who the hell else are you going to love?
Fucking a series of cheap male prostitutes. We're high end. They can afford the good stuff now.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, dude, you think there's a shortage of gays outside Hollywood and Vegas that, like, wouldn't pound Siegfried and Roy?
We didn't see that many. Remember? We only saw, like, a couple flamers.
That's true.
Didn't we, like, remark about that and then, like, instantly afterward?
Like, I fucking conjured,
like,
a spell.
Like, so fucking flaming Mo just, like, walked by when we were, like, in that food court. Where there's, like, a club upstairs in one of the casinos.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, a bunch of...
No,
like,
it was pretty low ratio. I mean...
80-pound men wearing tank tops and shit.
Jesus Christ, gay dudes are skinny.
And fucking fedoras. Yeah, the AIDS does that.
Getting fucked in the ass must be the best workout ever. I'm not going to say it's all AIDS.
No, I think it's, like... I don't think... They might work out a bit, but I think it's just, like, they're probably really anal, no pun intended, about, like, what they eat.
Oh, yeah.
Try to be, like, super healthy. Like, run and shit.
Oh, my God. Seriously, like, fucking gay dudes, man. Chicks could only be so lucky.
Oh, God. Like, the ones we saw at Richmond.
Yeah. Don't even... Like, that scenario haunts me to this day. Like, we were at... What was the name of the bar in Richmond?
I don't fucking remember.
There were... How many just, like... Gay as fucking gay gets, dudes. Are we talking 4 or 5?
I just remember the one who kind of looked like a gay Hoffman. Like the one.
I remember him.
He was very close to Carly.
There was another. I'm trying. Like, one looked like gay thin Robert Smith from The Cure.
Maybe we're talking about the same one.
I think so.
Like, kind of like mouth length.
Yes.
Yeah, straight black hair.
Yes.
Yeah. No, same one.
Obviously, we have a pick in this litter.
Oh, because, I mean, just this guy, like we said, dancing like a fucking woman, like hands
over
the
fucking
head.
Moves on these gay dudes. Like, if you saw a chick
working their hips
move like this, you wouldn't be held legally accountable for rape if you got them in the parking lot. Like, the sexiest shit, and then you just, like, pan up, and you're like, ah, they don't have not much in the tit department there. And then you go up, and it's like, oh, that's a dude head. That's a fucking dude. No, it still haunts me. Like, I don't really think about it, but if brought up, I'm just like, God damn.
Yeah, it haunts me because I could have been getting sucked by an engaged bitch at that very moment.
Oh, that little troll that was playing with your cock?
She was not a troll.
She was not really attractive. I mean, dude, if we're going to call
her
a six. As it is. What?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, the bitch wasn't, like, cut, but
dude, you gotta stay on a continuum here. Like, if you're gonna blast decent but real looking women, the ones that aren't so decent and real looking, you really gotta lay a salvo into.
Wait, what?
I only
understood about 65% of those words.
The rest of the time I just wait for you to stop talking and drop your pants. All right, if you're gonna call out broads, then, like, you can't give 5 points to a chick just because she's touching your dick.
Yeah, you can. That's the way the world works.
I mean, I think that kind of is your MO. Like, you'll stare at a three, and then that three will be all over you, and you're like, you're an eight now. Now I see your inner beauty.
No, because,
I mean, that chick was, like, below average looking. Not by much.
No.
She was like a four.
No. Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. I grade harshly. I've
tried to build yourself up by tearing me down. And you know what? It's not going to work.
No. I've fucked some definite slop. Don't get me wrong.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, by my own standards, I've done bad.
I've had plenty of, like, fugly bitches try to fuck me. I'm never like, oh, okay. I mean, maybe if it's like, all right,
see, like,
I could jerk off on your face and then drown you in my toilet bowl. Like, then you have some value.
Yeah, you and I guess, kind of part there. Because, like, I'll have, like, a pretty ugly broad. I'm like, I probably won't fuck you, but I can't say no to head.
Well, ugly and fat are two very different things.
That is my solution to pretty much both of those riddles.
What?
I'll take head, please.
Yeah, but if it's ugly, usually it's in the face. So you're like pounded doggy style or something.
No, then you just lean back. Because if it's doggy, they might like look back and be like, is it good for you? And you're like, oh, it was till now. Just take head and lie back. Head's the best. It's the one act you don't have to give a shit about. In fact, your entire thing when getting head is just come as fast as possible. It's like the one time they don't want you to do the endurance contest. That's why I love it. I can just sit there and be like, I need to sploosh. And I'm not going to tell you when. It's just a guessing game.
I don't even think I've ever just gotten just blown since I was like a teenager. Like,
what? Oh, it's the best. You just.
But why wouldn't you then want to fuck them?
Because I've come.
Yeah, but when you're still hard before you come, like, why isn't that the next?
Why wouldn't I
want to
dabble? Like, if I don't find the girl particularly attractive,
why
and I'm
you
there,
fucking sticking your dick in their mouth,
because that way babies don't get made.
Yeah, but it's just, I don't know. I gotta like someone in like some way.
Like, all right, Professor Homostein.
Like, I would never. Like, if I don't like them as a person, and I don't think they're hot. What's the point?
I think you bang a lot of chicks where you don't really care for their looks that much, but they're nice to you.
Yeah, I'm not that shallow.
All right. Stop breaking the facade of the character here. I'm not enjoying this all of a sudden. We pay for the mask, not the man.
What the fuck is that from?
I just made it up.
Oh, nice. All right. So shall we get to our first subject?
Our first subject. 20 minutes left in the show. We literally, this is the outline we came up with. We had the car ride over, and then we both took turns urinating. And in the 10 minutes before we recorded, the outline literally is as follows. Merry Christmas. Enter. Will didn't know Heavy D died. Enter. Die Hard parody, talking about the episode of the Cleveland Show. That was pretty goddamn good. Best they've done in forever.
It's the only one I've watched or liked since the first season. I don't even know what season they're on now.
And item in the fourth is JWoww Bikini.
And let's skip to that.
Let's do that, because that's the good one. Will brought this up in the car. For those who haven't seen the pictures, I think they were released last week, right?
I almost started seeing them a couple days ago, but I don't really, like, go to the fucking bullshit celebrity blogs anymore.
Yeah, it looks like Tyler had them. What Would Tyler Durden Do? Great site. Had them on the 22nd. I think I saw them the day before. And for those that don't know, JWoww, the filthy yet very, very fuckable broad from Jersey Shore, released her own line of bikinis. And, like, who gives a shit? It's a dumb twat who put her name on some item, and we really shouldn't care, but Will, tell us why we should.
Well, I mean, first of all, the bikini line, it's, I mean, the whole concept is they stick to your tits so you can take the straps off and they won't fall off.
I think they're strapless.
No, they have straps, but it's like, there's some silicone in the cups where, like,
I thought some of them, like, didn't really have anything.
None
right?
of this is important, but
well, it's only important because I think some really don't have a back strap.
That's
and they're
just
held in place by
it.
That fucking magic.
That's the shot right there. Holy fuck.
Oh, yeah.
So these pictures, I mean, like,
and well, hold on. Before we move on, here's the one thing I don't get. This is such bullshit pseudoscience because, like, the instant you step in the cold fucking ocean, won't these
off.
Ice up? Yeah, and pop right the hell off?
I assume so.
Yeah.
But I think Don't chicks usually only take the straps off when they're just lying out?
I mean, if it really is, like, they all have an optional strap type thing, then I guess we're okay. Do. But I was sold under the impression these were, like, glorified pasties.
No.
All right, then.
But, yeah, because, I mean, I've been at the beach. Like, you ever see that? You know, a chick's, like, on her stomach, and she has her straps undone. And then when she gets up to put the fucking top back on, like, you catch a bit of nip.
I've never caught that.
I'm pretty sure I saw that at Rhode Island.
In all my days, I've never caught that.
It was a chick with pretty big, nice tits, too.
Shit, that is a good story. That shit's on the Odyssey, what you just told me right there.
It wasn't bad. Of course, I got, like, fucking third-degree sunburns and probably gave myself skin cancer, but...
I will mourn you.
But anyways, yeah, these pictures, I mean... And usually I'm the one who's always, like, the fake tit hound, but, like, watching her on TV, unless she's, like, fucking really showing them off, I never thought she's that attractive.
Yeah, this is where you and I part ways. I fucking love J-Wow.
She is kind of like the dog face.
I like her face. Yeah. I like her face. I like she's,
She's kind of like an Amazon. Like certain,
I like that.
Certain people we host the show with.
She's tall.
Yeah. Strike two. And I don't know. I always thought, like, out of all the pigs on that, I mean, fuck, Snooki actually looks pretty good now. She's, like, cut down. She still has, like, the goddamn, like, moon pie face, but...
Yeah, like, for whatever reason, her face hasn't thinned back out. Because there's that one picture
that's
of Snooki...
It's shape. It's always been, like, wide.
There's that one picture of her, like, in the bikini, and you know exactly what I'm goddamn talking about.
Yeah, but her face is, like, she has her jaw up, like, at an angle, so it looks...
She's doing the Phil Anselmo.
Yeah, she still has the fucking, like,
she needs to fucking get, like, her vertebrae... chiseled down so that her neck just tilts that way naturally then. Because that is a great angle on that broad.
You can fucking just shave her jaw down.
Or collapse her cheeks. Give her the casino.
Put her head in a vice grip.
Fucking Billy Bats. It's not Billy Bats. Who the fuck is it? Oh, God. What's his... The Irishman. What's his goddamn name? Oh, this is going to kill me. He's protecting Charlie M. Oh, this is going to kill me.
That was actually like a big character?
No, he has like one... Dogs. Tony Dogs. God damn it. Yes. Under the time limit.
But, what the fuck? Oh, Snooki. Yeah, I mean, she still has pretty big natural tits. And, I don't know, as long as she's not like covered in stretch marks.
Well, I mean, she's gross. She's just weight gain waiting to happen again.
That's true.
But again, in her, like, skinny state, yeah, why the fuck not?
We host the show with.
What do you want, man? People like to eat. They'll figure out they like to eat again. You know? It'll happen.
It's an uphill battle.
Yes, exactly. They fight it daily. Well, just like Mary and Barry with The Rock, one day at a time.
I was fat as a kid.
You were.
Fat again.
But that's kid shit. I'm talking if you're like, you're an adult fatso, like Oprah.
I don't know.
Oprah yo-yos like a mother. I mean, some people
can
maybe,
like, you know, like, sits next to me. I mean, maybe they just never put the effort in. Maybe they just thought, like, oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, I think there are people like that. They're just blind to it, and then they wake up, and it's like, oh, shit. Or they finally learn something about nutrition.
Yeah, or, like, you know, I used to think I was in good shape before, even when I didn't work out. I mean, I'm skinny, but, like, I just didn't give that much of a fuck. So... Yeah, I'm sure there's chicks like that. It's just like, you go, your, like, fitness isn't part of your life.
Well, there's so many broads that just coast on being naturally pretty together, and they have that skinny fat thing going.
Yeah, and a lot of chicks can ride with that till they're, like, 19.
Yeah, because suddenly when they're not growing and their body isn't, like, burning 10 million calories a day to actually, like, shape itself...
And then they're
chugging a 24-pack.
Yeah, and they're away from home, and they have fucking, like,
living off Instamac
at fucking, like, dining halls.
Yeah, they just pull the ripcord on that ass, and suddenly, whoof, just huge.
But
and it's all downhill from there, because they never learned a good habit. I mean, same goes for guys. Guys just, like, especially if you're, like, a fucking lifting dude in the gym, and it's just, like,
stop,
eat man. More protein. Eat more protein. You condition yourself to just eat like a pig. And then the instant you stop lifting, it's like, oh, I'm still hungry. Fuck this.
Do you remember Brian Dantzler?
Yes.
God, he got so fucking fat in college.
Dude, welcome to the life of like every former lineman in the NFL.
But I don't even think he was that much of a jock, but he went from being like skinny, just like 300 pounds. Like,
really?
Morbidly obese.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I remember one time Moore sent me like a MySpace picture of him. I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, you can't even count the chins.
Motherfuck.
Yeah, his brother was skinny as fuck, too.
But MC then, Escher chins, but the brother's a gay.
Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
A blind gay?
He wasn't blind.
He just had weird spermy eyes.
Yes, he had albino eyelashes and eyelids.
Maybe he took too many loads as a youngster.
Sorry to out people on our show. Just how we roll here.
But yeah, I think the dad, if I remember from baseball as a kid, was fat as fuck. So, whatever. Back to J-Wild.
So be gay, and you'll be skinny. That's
Back
what we're going
J-Wild's
for.
Back to J-Wild's cans in her toilet.
Toilet? Where did you get that? God damn.
Fuck, American Dad. And Roger is like, you know what I'm looking at. Your cans. And your toilet. That was fucking great.
Yeah, and this bikini picture I got posted up here of her in the animal print. I think she's got the white chick ass, but it's working.
And she also got a facelift like last season where she really looked a mixture of dog and cat. She had like, because when people get facelifts, they get their weird like cat eyes because they pull his fucking eyebrows
back. It's like when you're making the fake Chinese face as a kid.
The bitch is 25.
I don't know why she got it. I mean, I never thought she needed any damn work. I heard she already had some before she was on the show or something. Or like she got it first season.
Well, I mean, she had the fake tits before they started.
Yeah, I'm talking face stuff.
I don't know.
I kind of wonder what her fucking tits were like real.
Probably pretty fucking small and shitty. B cups.
That I want to know. If anyone has the answer to that, please tweet me. Again, at Papa's Basement.
Probably fucking look it up on Google.
That's too much work. I want to reap 1 ounce of benefit from this fucking show.
But, yeah, I mean, that picture especially, it's like, holy shit. First, she's got
we'll use that as the episode.
Tan. Nice.
The fucking image for the episode.
That'll get some traffic.
Yeah, and you're right. We'll just tag it with all J-Wow bikini, and that'll do okay.
Like, I will try to wing one out. I think that's post-C-Boy with those pictures, especially that one.
Well, finishing to that?
Yeah. Because not only it's like...
It's a little juvenile, but I'll give it to you.
It's a perfect fucking, like, spray tan or whatever. Big fake tits and nice ass.
It could be bigger, but yeah.
What, ass?
Yeah.
I don't get the fucking big ass thing. Like, how is a big ass attractive?
It's pretty good. Like, on a white chick, it's attractive. Like, a big fat ass on a sister, it's like, eh.
No, like, the only chicks whose asses I actually, like, liked, it was one PR bitch I knew.
Hold on. Let me punch up this one broad. God damn it. What's her...
Fucking, like, Vita Guerra.
Yeah, she's got big ass, man. But it's
she's
great.
Got nice ass. There's a difference between just big.
We're not just going for size. I mean big in the tone sense.
But that's like, that's only Spanish chicks as far as I know.
All right, hold
Black
on.
Black chicks is like fat and nasty.
There. What do you think of this ass?
It's all right.
Why? What's wrong with that? That's a great ass.
I mean,
ass.
It's probably a good ass. Like, those panties aren't tight enough. She don't want a thong.
All right. That's this chick, I think her fucking Reddit handle was Irish Flow, or it still is. You dick off on Reddit. She's just a fucking skinny, white broad.
Yeah, so
with, like, the biggest bubble ass. It's so fucking awesome.
Well, if you're showing, like, a bunch of, like,
I batched off to that, like, 3 times in the last week.
I mean, it depends, like, what fucking panties they're wearing, too. Like, none of those bitches were in
the That was, like, pulled into her ass crack. That's, like, no work done by the panties.
That's
that was
not enough.
What do you mean by panties exactly? Like, you like the boy shorts that can just cram any piece of shit into shape?
Yeah, those
shape?
Are nice.
I mean, but that's trickster.
Fucking bikini bottoms, thongs.
That's trickery.
How?
The thong isn't, but I'm saying, like, boy shorts, that's why I like them. They'll cover a lot of errors. Like, a dumpy flat ass can get crammed into, like, a vague bubular shape.
I haven't been with a bitch who's worn those in a long time.
Boy shorts? Yeah. I've had exactly, I think, 2 on the roster that did boy shorts. The one had an insane ass. I want to say I've only had 1 chick that just had, like, the fucking nuttiest ass. God, that chick was hot. Fuck.
Who was it?
I've opined on this one a couple times. It was, like, back when I was 27. It was, like, a 32-year-old broad who claimed she was bi, but I think was really just into twat and needed dick like twice a year.
Oh, that weird chick.
Yeah, who had the head of what's-her-face from Weeds. And then just like this 36, 24, 36 body. Like just
sounds pretty fucking nice.
It was. It was. No complaints there. God, what a whore. Oh, and I raw dogged it too.
How'd you blow that?
I think like I just kind of went nuts fucking it. Like for, well, I was probably, I realized I get a little too quick into the rough stuff with broads.
What do you mean?
Like, I'll do like hair pulling and biting and like an arm around the throat shit. That's like bordering on like.
Wait, sorry, check my phone. Arm around the throat.
You never do, yeah, like not really choking her out, but just during doggy, like a little. You don't dabble in that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to teach you the art of love here.
Jesus Christ.
A little hand around the throat while you're doing missionary.
Hand and arm is different. Like, hand, yeah, that's freaky. Arm is just, I'm a rapist.
Yeah, I guess. Well, you try to, and you can't announce
like
it
MMA
either.
Lock?
Yeah, exactly, like an arm bar type thing, you know?
God, you're like fucking Ted Bundy. Like,
yeah.
Close your eyes, pretend you're dead. Don't breathe.
Don't move. Yeah.
Oh, you fucking bitch, you fucking whore.
Hair pulling, request for being bit, biting, you know, the whole...
Most, I mean, it depends on the chick. Most will fucking go for hair pulling, biting, and ass smacking. Choking them out with your elbow locked around their
choking
windpipe.
Choking seems to be the one that gets the strongest reaction one way or the
other.
Yeah,
maybe because that makes them think their life is slowly ebbing away.
Yeah,
from them.
Especially if I met you 3 days ago.
Jesus Christ.
But the ones that like it, it's like the biggest hit ever. You know,
you
like
need
you'll
to clear that shit first. Like, you gotta find out what they like if you go fucking choke a bitch out.
Yeah, I kind of just toss it under the blanket, like, hey, you know, do you like it? Wink, wink, a little kinky. They're like, yeah, I guess I'll get that way. And it's
probably
like, okay.
To
then.
Them means you're gonna suck on their toes.
Exactly. They need to learn what the English language means. Open a dictionary.
Oh Lord, I remember hearing you plow that bitch too.
Yeah, that was a performance, wasn't it?
Well, just in that townhouse, everyone else could hear everyone fucking. I don't know if you guys could hear me, because I was in the basement.
No, we never heard
Rich
you.
Rich did.
Thank God. No, we never heard you fucking.
No, Rich, because one time I plowed stars when he was like with the Turkish chick out on the couch.
He was like 4 feet away, yeah. Like through a door.
And then one time I was fucking Tina, I think, when that guy was living with us. What the hell was his name?
Kevin.
No, not Kevin, like Leo's friend with a girlfriend.
Oh, those guys used to, oh, God, he lived right, yeah, the room next door to mine. I used to hear him plowing his chick all the time.
What a fucking mess.
And they tried to keep it quiet, but it wasn't quiet enough, but it wasn't loud enough where I could run a batch either. But like, I tried many times, and I was just like, this is not hot.
Oh, like to them?
Yeah, like
that's just disturbing.
Oh, you're hearing sex. I mean, why not?
Yeah, but it's people you know.
Yeah, that kind of ruined it. Well, I didn't know the girlfriend. I didn't know either of them, honestly. Yeah. So that's why I was trying to get off on it, but I couldn't.
That's just creepy. That's nasty. But
we all got our dabbles.
Like, yeah, one time I was fucking Tino. I guess it was loud, and he came down to do the laundry, and the laundry room was right next to my bedroom.
Oh, it was literally divided by drywall that had holes in it.
Yeah, for, like, the fucking electrical side.
Yeah, that was cut out, it looked like, with a machete.
And then, like,
what, did you see, like, an eyeball peeking through it?
No, like, I fucking came or whatever, and then we stopped, and we hear him, and, like, I think we started laughing, because we had no idea who's even down there.
Yeah.
And then, like, next time he's doing his laundry, he's like, I want to do my laundry later, is that okay? I was like,
that was a tactful way of handling it.
It was just funny because who the fuck would actually ask that? So, obviously, he heard what was going on.
Well, yes, he did.
But I don't know. It just, yeah, sometimes I'd come home from work early and, like, hear Mel either, like, diddling her own twat or who knows what was going on up there.
I don't like to think about those days or at least those people.
I don't know. If that was just her solo, I don't mind.
That's okay.
I
really don't have anything against any of them in particular. I just don't want to think about those former roommates fucking. I can't really think of any former roommates I've had I would like to picture fucking.
I mean, no, not him. I'd plow her.
Eh.
Do you want to end it on that note?
Yeah. You made it through another episode of Papa's Basement, and good for you. I thank you for listening. Will, anything you wanted to plug?
Nah, that's fine.
If you want to get in touch with the boy, he's at Billy Basil. He's at Gray Sky Eternal. Find his band, Gray Sky Eternal, on Facebook. Facebook.com/Gray Sky Eternal?
And on iTunes. Buy our fucking CD.
Buy his album, goddammit.
It is actually good. I promise you that.
It is. He's a virtuoso on the guitar. I know it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm not. Guy's got skill. I'm John Papagiorgio. My website, inpapasbasement.com, has all the episodes of this. It's also got my writing. If you want to tweet me, at Papa's Basement, that would be fucking lovely, too. I got nothing else to promote about Papa's Basement. Just find us on iTunes as well. Subscribe. I want to keep giving. I want to always plug the fucking live thing we do on Saturdays, but we haven't done it in like a month. I guess we'll do it this Saturday, right? Maybe.
New Year's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. You probably won't find us live this Saturday then, but in the off chance, we're at fcac.org/WEBR, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Will?
I was going to say we should do like a fucking Ustream thing. I don't know how involved that is.
It's very simple. I can set it up. I just need to buy some cameras.
Oh, like you can't use like... Oh, your laptop doesn't have a built-in webcam.
I have an old laptop, my friend.
I could use mine.
Okay. Let's do it. Till next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.